I've been blessed recently as I've been reminded of how God can change a life that he gets a hold of, a life that surrenders to God's call, a life that changes direction in thought and word and deed, a life that was once completely self-serving and completely misguided. God loves to change from the inside out. And the mighty power of God that we're seeing of, I think, is a good way to describe one of the best ways to see God's power at work in the hearts of individuals. Even a life that is sincere and passionate, but is sincere and passionate about the wrong things, God longs to get a hold of and change that misplaced sincerity, misplaced passion, and turn it towards himself and the values of God's kingdom. In today's Sunday school lesson, we have a vivid, beautiful example of that kind of a changed life, as we look at the life of Saul and how God got Saul's attention and literally brought him to his knees and dramatically changed his life as Saul saw and believed. First verse of our Sunday school lesson says, "And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord." He was sincere, but he was sincerely wrong. He was passionate, but he was passionate about the wrong things. He was passionate about stopping the kingdom of Christ rather than helping to move the kingdom of Christ forward. He hadn't yet seen Jesus Christ for who he was, the Savior of the world. And I don't plan to get into the lesson, today's lesson, much more than that, but as I looked at the lesson today, it was a reminder to me of the beautiful change that God can work in the heart of man, the miracle of the new birth. So this morning, we have a lesson about the change that Paul's life underwent, or that it, the transformation that took place in Acts 9. So I decided to look at briefly at Philippians 1. So you turn with me to Philippians 1, if you care to. This is the same man, well, same but not really, same but very different than the man who was, we have in our Sunday school lesson today. The same man who was breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of Christ wrote these, penned these words through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So I invite you to, as we read this, I invite you to imagine with me the Saul, this Saul, who was threatening and imprisoning Christians, this Saul who was going from house to house and removing believers, arresting believers. As we read this passage, note Paul's gracious tone and his gratitude to God, his love of people, his love of Christ. This is the same man who was trying earlier to exterminate Christianity. And it's just, to me, it's a beautiful example of the mighty power of God. Also, I would invite you to ask yourself how God might want to change you, how God wants to change me in order to make us more effective in his kingdom. Philippians 1, 1 through 21. "Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus which are at Philippi with the bishops and deacons, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now." And I might just pause here. It was the first day of fellowship when Ananias came to him, possibly. "For your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you all in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye are all partakers of my grace. For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. But I would ye should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel, so that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and in all other places. And many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ even of envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. The one preached Christ of contention, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my bonds, but the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. What then? Notwithstanding every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. This is the same man that we see in Acts 9, yet it wasn't the same man. He was a man who was changed by the power of Christ in his life. And it's beautiful to me to see the results of the new birth in Paul's life. I just jotted down a few traits and characteristics that Paul, that I see in these verses that Paul displays. He displays graciousness, gratefulness, prayerfulness, confidence, boldness, a love of people, a love for Christ, his desire for people to grow, his willingness to suffer for Christ and the gospel, his ability to see himself in light of the bigger picture in the kingdom of God, and that being more important than himself, his desire to see Christ preached above all, his hopefulness, his casting himself unashamedly on Christ's side, his willingness to give his life for the sake of Christ. All of this by a man who at one time zealously sought to pursue and destroy followers of Christ. But God said, no, I want you. I want to use you in my kingdom. And he reached down in rather dramatic fashion to get his attention. How does God want to use you? How does he want to use me? If God can take a man like Saul, who was going the wrong way, turn him around, and redeem him, use him in his kingdom, then I suggest that he can and wants to use you and me. I'd like to just close with Philippians 3, one page further in Philippians 3, verses 7 through 10. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. May that be our prayer today as we worship together. Let's kneel for prayer. Thank you, Lord, this morning for your power, your mighty power that can reach down and change a life. You can reach down and change our life. You want to change us and mold us and shape us in your image and use us in your kingdom. Lord, thank you for the humility of Paul, that though he was against you at one point in his life, he saw truth, he accepted the truth, and then he pursued you with all that he had. Thank you for using him, and thank you for all that we can learn from his life and from what you teach us through him and through what he has written and what your spirit has written for us to to grow by and to walk with you. Lord, we ask that you would be present in this service. Help us to stand in awe and to see your mighty power around us in creation, around us in the work that you're doing in lives and hearts. We commit this service to you. Sunday school time, Lord, may it be a time of growing and standing in awe of your power. In Jesus' name, amen.